Every week, Dress for Success Quad Cities helps up to 10 clients prepare for a job interview by giving them a suit, shoes, and accessories. One recent new client was a Davenport woman named Jasmine. She found out about Dress for Success through Goodwill's employment program for jobless veterans. And like many of the women the organization supports, she's a mom and hasn't had a job interview in years.
Been with the same job for 3 years, and after 3 years of not having to worry about, you know, interview or anything, that was the last thing I ever thought about buying was interview clothes, so that kind of helped me out a lot. I did put in a lot of applications. I'm just waiting for some calls back.
Founder and director Regina Haddock says every client is in a different situation. Some are single moms, some have just been fired from a job, and some clients have diplomas and degrees but just can't find work. But what they do have in common is that they're all women, over the age of 40, struggling to feel confident in workplaces that have traditionally catered to men.
There's a lot of mixed messages about being bossy that we tell girls, and now we say don't call them bossy. We don't call boys bossy. And so I have experienced a lot of that. And the research is pretty clear that the more successful women become, the less likable they are. Can't always articulate that, but it absolutely is there, and I felt it. The more successful we became, the less likable it seemed I was, because I'm pressured. I work really hard.
Haddock says women who are attempting to sound and feel confident enough to get a job are at the same time dealing with centuries of cultural bias.
Which isn't, you know, just implicit bias. It's clear, explicit bias that women don't do this. They don't speak up. They don't try to own their own voice. They don't say no.
She says the main goal of Dress for Success is fighting that bias and teaching women how to own their voice. And the first step is looking the part.
It's not just playing dress up here, right? Barbie dress up, one of our volunteers said. That just gives her a sense of she sees herself in a mirror after she maybe has never owned a suit before. And I'm telling you, it's powerful. She dreams bigger. She says, oh, yes, I can. And we're there saying, oh, yes, you can.
Once they're dressed, clients are invited to join a professional women's group, which focuses on leadership skills and economic independence.
They come in, they meet people, and one of them said, this is my productive girls' night out, right? Where else are they going to do this? There's really nowhere else without resources, and we're going to provide a ride home and a meal and free childcare.
Clients also have access to a career success center where they can get help writing a resume and searching for jobs.
That's the kind of stuff we want the Career Center to do. How to get a job at Alcoa, right? Or at the Rock Island Arsenal. How do you dream bigger about what's really out there for you? A job that's going to be really fulfilling, economically, you know, enough to support you and your family, and helps empower women in the workplace to be seen as capable and worthy of promotion.
Haddock wants Dress for Success to create a whole community of empowered women, ready to fight the social and political barriers facing women and people in poverty.
In Iowa, about 65% or more, maybe 70% of minimum wage jobs in Iowa are held by women. And again, you start wading a little bit into politics there, but, you know, politics is personal. And poverty is a woman's issue. And those kids, they see her mom succeed. There's no single better thing you can do other than maybe reading to kids, right? To help kids than to help mom.
Now that Dress for Success Quad Cities has helped its 1,000th client prepare to enter the workforce, Haddock says she can't even describe the feeling.
Tears, frequently. I can't even talk about it. It's just so moving to see the difference in her and know that she's going to walk out of here just on top of the world and really feeling like she's got a shot at a better future.
I am ready for an offer.
Yeah.
You are ready. Okay. I'm going to put that together.
I'm Sarah Ritter.